And there's Alpha Taurus.
That's not Alpha. Something else we gotta find. Oh, here, by the way, is Orion. See, here's the top. There's the three belt.
Yep.
And then it goes down to the nebula down here.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing, you know, I love that constellation because there's so much really neat stuff in it. So when you find...
That one like so often.
So it's in the winter, eh?
Yeah.
It comes up around dawn tonight. But you go into a region like that, and what's fun is you photocopy this area,
mm-hmm.
and then you blow it up on your computer,
yeah.
or you scan it in, you blow it up, and then you print it out, and you get like a big map of this region.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take your telescope and you zoom in there, and you can just like walk around it. It's like, okay, bright star, dim, galaxy, nebula, blah, blah, blah. And you can sort of migrate your way all the way up until you get
through
to the Orion Belt. And I love doing that. That's called star hopping. And it's a great way to find things, too. And sometimes you find really unexpected things. You say, man, that's a double star. I didn't know that. So you look it up and say, wow, it is a double. You know. And the funny thing is, you see how the Milky Way is gray here?
Mm-hmm.
Shine your bright flashlight on it. You'll see something new. So you shine your... It's blue.
Oh.
Isn't that neat? But when you shine... But if you just look at it in red... It's gray.
It's gray.
It's just a shade, yeah.
And I think that has something to do with why this doesn't destroy your night vision.
Yeah.
I don't know the actual optics of that, but the red, of course, doesn't destroy your night vision. So the Eye of Taurus, the bull, is up here. Like you take the pointer, like the three of the Orion's belt, and you go up to, oh, it's probably that one. No? Gotta find it. See, this is why you want to do all your deciding in the daylight. Okay. Three, somewhere up here would be Taurus the Bull, and then the Pleiades would be up here further. So the Pleiades aren't really in there. Is that Alpha? Yeah, that's Alpha. See, so Alpha, which is the brightest star in Taurus, is right there. And that's the one below the Pleiades right there. So we want to go a little beyond Alpha, up to the Pleiades, which, is that them? No, I don't think so.
What does it say?
Does it say Pleiades?
Gosh, I can't read this.
No, I don't think so. So we go to so what you would do is you'd find the map that actually adjoins to that, and you'd find
the
Pleiades.
Be up there in the next one.
So the only reason I brought this out was to show you the whole concept of star hopping.
Yeah.
And this atlas probably has a more modern one available now, but yeah, with a million stars, you can do a lot of very cool navigating.
Well, that iPhone app. You're gonna get away.
Yeah, but the iPhone app, I don't know if it has this many. You know.
It has a lot of the main ones, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Did we do our donut? Did you see the donut?
Not yet, no.
Did you ever happen to hear of this
star?
Mocha.
Yeah,
Mocha.
You guys did.
Oh, right.
Mocha, you want to check out Seven Scissors?
See my finger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to see, is it still on that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll just take a look to make sure it's still working. Nope, it's gone off.
Starting to get to kind of lighter over there, eh?
Yeah, now, Loretta, if you look through the finder scope first, you'll see the seven sisters,
no.
Which is the,
can't be that already.
Okay, so you look, so you look straight up and you can see a little group of stars.
Guess no, because it's more, what, 5:30 now? I don't know.
Cluster, and I'll just check to
for the sun to rise?
Here. Oh, not really, yeah. Better. And it's too big actually for my telescope because it like you really zoom in a lot with the telescope. But it's sort of fun because it looks like a jewel box, you know, with so many stars in there. Yeah. There we go.
Do you remember reading about a star called SS-423?
No.
They labeled it, Astronomy Magazine labeled it one of the weirdest stars. I think it's in the Milky Way.
Yeah, probably.
But
yeah.
It had this, it's called a Doppler effect.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like a CD,
uh-huh.
and had a blue beam and a red beam coming out of it.
One maybe it had a pulsar or something.
Yeah, well, there was like a star above, and it was almost like fueled by a star.
Yeah.
And it said it was blasting debris towards Earth and taking it away at the exact same time.
Sounds like almost like a black hole in it or something.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So, sorry, did you see the globular cluster?
The one over here
that was like 300,000 stars in a bunch?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Yeah.
Also, have you ever seen...
Mocha hasn't.
No, okay. It's fun for her to see it.
Yeah.
Because that's actually one of the nicer sights of the evening. Sorry, what did you say?
Apparently there's like a dark spot in space. Like it's like a dense cloud of debris, but it almost looks like a black terror in space, like against the canopy of black space.
Oh, yeah?
Have you ever seen that?
Well, I know that, you know, there's this dark matter and dark energy, and they don't
no,
really...
No, it's not that, though.
No.
It's something that you can see?
It's a cloud of, like, super dense space dust.
Oh. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
And where do you see it?
What, the thing I'm talking about?
Like, yeah, the coordinates?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. That'd be something.
I was wondering if Tom saw it.
No, I don't know anything about it.
That could be something to check out, then. A rip in space. Maybe...
Well, that's what they... it looks like, but it's actually just a super dense cloud of space dust.
Okay, so it just blocks out the light?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see. Which one have I got in there?
What are you looking for now?
I was going to show Mocha the globular cluster again. It's getting a little low, so it may not be that great at this time of night. But we'll try. The hardest thing about telescoping is finding things.
Mm-hmm.
True that, so, yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it's a challenge. The new telescopes have electronic devices that drive you right to the object. Sort of cheating. But it's cheating I wouldn't mind having.
But you've got... Okay, so with what you're doing now, you've got it locked on your tripod and you have to adjust the...
I got to point the scope in the general direction, then I got to find it more carefully with the big telescope. You know, and I have here a Telrad. It projects... Like, take a look through there. You can see it projects a target.
Oh, gosh.
It projects a target against the night sky. See the target?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you make that dimmer and dimmer until you can see the stars behind it, and then you're pointing your telescope where you want to point it.
Cool, man.
Yeah. See, Mocha? Do I call you Mocha or Loretta?
Whatever you feel comfortable calling
me. So if you look straight up there, you'll see a target. Oh, sorry, you have to get in line with the telescope. Fly back up here, and then you can see a target. Yeah, so that's what I'm using to try and find the object. Mm-hmm. I have one eye looking at the sky and one eye looking through the target. And when the target overlaps where I want to be, then the telescope is pointed right at it. And I'm pretty close right now. I'm going to put the clutch on and then I'd using the wheel to make a fine adjustment. As I say, the modern scopes are doing this all electronically. But then, that's if you want to spend $10,000.
No.
Wow. The hardest thing is to find it.
Is Petey Pete still,
Yeah.
Be right
there. He'll be piecing out soon.
Yeah.
You gotta sleep sometime, eh?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, I don't know if we'll find it or not. It's, everything's getting a little foggy again because of the dew, eh? But we did see quite a few good things. That should be it. Oh, got it. Now this is fun because, as I said to other people, you got to remember it's like you're looking at a third of a million stars in one tight knot. And the thing that's neat about it is if you look right at it, at first you say, ah, it's just a blob. But then you look with your eye a little away from it, and then you start to see it as individual stars. Okay. So you want to focus it to your own eye, which is using this knob here,
uh-huh.
And you look in there. I don't know if it's, is it too high for you? You're okay.
See that blob? I just ran out of shooting.
Oh, true. Yeah, just there's a bunch like.
And yeah, if you focus it, oh, you are doing that. So can you see it as more than a blob?
No.
No, maybe not. Let's take a look at the end of the scope here and see how much. Oh, we got a whole lot of dew again. Yeah. Do we still have the hair dryer?
I don't know, man.
Here on the ground.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
We'll just try it again.
So let's get in on some of that heat there. Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah, normally I bring this with me because of
Where'd Chris go?
Oh,
shit. Oh, okay.
There we go. A nice little fucking globular cluster here.
The moon would have been spectacular. Yeah, take a look. It's getting better already. Okay. It makes a big difference. The moon would have been incredible.
That's fucking awesome.
But unfortunately, it was cloudy in that region.
Which one are you getting there, Chris?
Well, I got one right now.
What is it?
I don't know. Just a regular little star. It's just kind of brighter than most of my field of vision right now.
Cool.